hoping for good weather on Saturday, not just for the Houghton Spring Art and Music Festival, but also for the Hancock Torrey, which is going on, and a very special event that will be going on kind of right next to, or in the middle perhaps even of, the Hancock Torrey. And Sandy Soaring from the Torrey joins me, and David Mackey from the Finnish American Heritage Center. Good morning.
And good morning to you.
You are going to put a big stick up in the middle of Quincy Green. Is that what you're going
to
do?
Well, to some extent, yes. We're going to have the dedication of our first ever midsummer pole on Quincy Green. It's another Finnish tradition that this community is going to try starting, and it's another example of how we're always Finnish here in the Copper Country, even if it's not our ethnicity.
Well, I feel darn Finnish myself sometimes, and there are very few Van Dykes in Helsinki, I'm here to tell you. What is this pole, though? What is the significance of the summer pole?
Well, I'm not as well-versed in the tradition as some, but it's a pole, it's a decorative pole that's put up in Finland and other Nordic countries that acknowledges and celebrates the beginning or the midpoint of summer.
Yeah, and of course, you know, technically, this Saturday is the first day of summer on the calendar, but functionally, we're getting closer to the midpoint of summer, even though it doesn't really feel like it.
Right. I believe it has to do more with the extended daylight hours in people's minds, that after this Saturday, sadly, the days will start to decrease in length.
Oh, thank you for that, David.
I do what I can.
You're so uplifting when you come in here. Who has put this poll together? Can you describe it?
Well, I can't fully describe it yet because a lot of the decorations have yet to be installed, but it's a very good example of how this community is very much community-oriented. It's the Copper Country Woodcarvers, the folks of the Hancock Torrey, the Finnish American Heritage Center, and the Finnish Theme Committee. It's a multi-group effort to show how we're all in this together.
Well, we are all in this together. So what time is this going to start?
The music entertainment set to begin at about 11:30, and that'll be going on for a couple of hours. And at about 12:30 or so is when we'll have a brief formal presentation, and I use formal loosely, formal in the sense that the music will stop and we hope people will pay attention.
And good luck with that. How long does the pole stay in place?
Throughout the season. Which will be entirely up to Mother Nature.
Okay, so at some point we're going to look out and say, gee, it doesn't look like summer anymore, and then we have to take the pole down?
That's right.
Okay, so there's no specific date attached to that?
No, not at this time. It's a matter of if it's still summer-like at Thanksgiving, perhaps we'll still have the pole in place.
And it's something, yeah, good luck with that too. Although Mother Nature owes us a little good weather this fall, considering what she put us through this past winter.
I'd say more than a little.
And the pole stays up with its decorations 24/7?
Yes. Okay, yeah, once it's up, it'll stay up until summer decides to leave us.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm very curious about this. Sandy, the outdoor Torrey, of course, is underway. How's it been going?
Oh, good. Could be better if the weather would cooperate. It always seems to rain on Torrey Day.
Yeah, but we need rain, so it makes
yes,
it nice and green.
Yes, we do.
It's too bad that it's at your expense.
I could just wait until like 3 o'clock, you know, until we're done. And then it can rain all at once.
Well, we're hoping for good weather on Saturday.
Yes,
we are. If you'd like to know more about the Torrey, or if you'd like to know more about the dedication of the Midsummer Pole, check out the calendar at KeweenawReport.com. We have information posted there. Everybody's invited to this, right?
Oh, absolutely. The more the merrier. You don't have to be Finnish to enjoy the Finnish-American activities in the Copper Country. I think last year proved that more than once.
Yeah. This is a bit of a hangover from FinFest, isn't it?
Oh, no doubt. It's exactly that. The energy that was generated by FinFest, a lot more people are realizing that you don't have to do everything, but you can do something, and a whole lot of people doing something resulted in this poll being raised.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing it. Dave, thank you for coming in this morning. And Sandy, thank you. Good to see
you
both.
Yep.
And I've got to get down and see this poll once it's put together. This is Keweenaw's Classic Hits 97.7 The Wolf.